This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's not totally strapped for cash yet, but the state's capital outlay escrow account is dwindling rapidly.
We're spending approximately $40 to $45 million a month. That's what we call our burn rate. We could continue to go for a few more months, but we don't want to hit the bottom of the bucket.
Thursday, State Treasurer John Kennedy told the Joint Budget Committee this is a fairly regular occurrence. Normally, the state would issue general obligation bonds to refill the account, but
these are not normal times.
Kennedy explained the upcoming change in state administration makes it difficult to do the certifications required by the Federal Securities and Exchange Commission for issuing the long-term general obligation bonds. Instead,
what we're proposing is that we do a short-term borrowing. It's called a bond anticipation note.
The treasurer noted the state hasn't done this type of borrowing for nearly 30 years, not since 1987.
So there is precedent for doing this. You don't do it very often.
Senate Finance Chairman Jack Donahue asked for clarification.
Is this essentially we funding a cash flow? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, sir. When they need money, we have to actually have the cash, and we're getting low on cash.
House Appropriations Chair Jim Fannin added,
this is just making sure if we got a project started out there and the contracts are done, that there's no slowdown. It all moves smoothly and we don't run out of funds.
Kennedy added that once the new administration settles in, general obligation bonds will be issued, long-term debt to pay off this short-term loan. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.